Older adults can be at risk of having to relinquish their pets, and they're less likely to adopt a pet. But they have a lot to gain from pet ownership, from improved physical health to a better quality of life. That's the motivation behind a volunteer program in Chittenden County called Aging in Place with Pets. Olivia Conti has more from one of the program's participants.
Bam Bam has his own, he's very territorial, and he almost acts like Garfield the cat. Pebbles is very gentle. She likes to sit with me and watch TV with me or listen to music.
John Chittenden lives in a small apartment in Shelburne with his two cats. There's a drawing of them hanging up on his fridge, pinned up by a magnet that says, Cat Dad. He can't imagine his life without them.
It's very much companionship for me because being by myself and most of my family is no longer. So it makes me more feel, you know, I'm not lonely. They're here with me and they're my children, I should say.
But it hasn't always been easy for him to take care of his cats. He has chronic pain and arthritis in his hands. For the past few years, he's gotten assistance through a program to help older adults age in place with their pets. It's a partnership with the senior housing community where he lives, Cathedral Square. The program helps him with things like bringing his cats to the vet, trimming their nails, and getting a discount on pet food. There are a number of other pet assistant programs in the state, but not many help pet owners directly in their homes.
So that's why my interns and I are stepping in to help them with their pets to make sure that they have them for as long as they can and should have them for social emotional support within the comfort and safety of their own home.
Blake Randall runs the program. He's an occupational therapist who does the work as a volunteer. It's something he cares about because of his connection with his own pets.
Every day and every night, I have the honor and privilege of walking home to be welcomed by two cats whose names are Lucy and Annie. And I want to make sure that every older person has that opportunity for as long as they are ready, willing, and able to do so.
Another big need the program is trying to fill is walking dogs.
Who are you walking here?
So this is Harry. It's very fitting because of his hair.
Bianni Rivera is a student at the University of Vermont. She's an intern through Blake's program, and she walks Harry every Friday. He's a little black dog who's 10 years old and still full of energy. On a rainy, gloomy day last month, she took him out in South Burlington.
I don't know, I hear you. You want to keep going? Give a second. Hi, buddy.
By the end of the walk, they were drenched. For her, the best part of the program is getting to know the people she's helping and their pets.
I think it's really fun. I'm going to be quite sad when the semester ends, just because I feel like I have gotten close to some residents, and I obviously adore seeing their pets and helping them, and it feels really good going home knowing that we helped someone.
Father.
Right now, the program regularly assists about 30 people at three housing communities, but Blake wants to expand to many more.
Don't let him off his leash. I need to get him towelled down. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, everyone.
For Vermont Public, I'm Olivia Conti.
This story was created through a partnership with the University of Vermont's Community News Service Program.